Davis. Mr. John Davis, how are you doing today, first of all? All right, let me quickly go out and check my system. And did you receive any kind of, like, transaction number or anything like that, sir? So in order to go ahead and look it up in my system, just help me out with your zip code. Yeah, zip code 10023. All right, let me go ahead and check my system. All right, so Mr. John, as I can see my system, there was one transaction has been made under your Apple account for the purchase of AirPods Pro and the iPhone charger for the amount of $296.75. It has been declined as this order was very suspicious to us, as we can see that the order was delivered from the New York and the order was going to get delivery in New Mexico. So did you make this purchase? So well, I believe it's a fraud transaction, so you don't need to worry. We have successfully cancel this transaction for you, but I can see that there is one order as well for the purchase of iPhone 16 Pro Max for the amount of $1,385.99. Are we familiar with this purchase? You are not familiar with this purchase? So well, in that case, I believe it's a fraud transaction as well. Is that correct? Right. Well, in that case, don't worry. I will make sure to go ahead and cancel this transaction as well for you, and make sure to run a security check on this account as well. So I will also like to know, do you have an Apple account with us, sir? All right. So don't worry. Just give me a quick moment. Let me go ahead and cancel this order for you, and make sure to go ahead and report to my higher authorities and run a security check as well. Just give me a quick moment, sir. Mr. John, are we still connected? Right, Mr. John, I am very sorry to let you know, but the order was already out of delivery, and my system is showing me an error when I try to cancel this order for you, as this order was a pre-authorized order. That means once the order gets delivery in the resided address, which is given New Mexico, it will be automatically debited from bank account, maybe from the checking or from the saving. And to my surprise, Mr. John, we from the customer support has also sent you a verification code, which is basically an OTP. That means one-time password on this registered number. And somebody out there has already verified successfully. That's why we wouldn't have to order and proceed to order. So, Mr. John, is this a phone number, which is 802203659? Okay, so did you receive any kind of a one-time password, or did you receive any notification about this purchase? All right. So, Mr. John, at this point in time, I believe that this could be a case of a identity fraud. That means somebody might have compromised your identity or your account to make this fraudulent order without your knowledge. So you don't need to worry. I have also reported to my higher authorities, and they have also run a security check on this account as well. And while they were running a security check on this account, unfortunately, there are some unusual activities going down under this account, where we have found out that this account was also linked with multiple devices and multiple locations like Ohio, New York, California, Texas, and the last one is New Mexico. Are you familiar with any of these states? All right. And I can see that there were one address linked with this account. The first, the address will be 1/2 Canyon Road, Santa Fe, New Mexico, with a zip code 87541. Are you familiar with this address, or do you know anybody from New Mexico? Okay. So, well, I believe that somebody out there from the New Mexico is a person who has hacked your account to make this fraud transaction under your name without any knowledge. And we have also found out that in this account, there are almost 7 to 8 different banks which was linked with this account, and it was registered under your name. So by any chance, are we dealing with multiple of banks, only one bank? And which bank are we dealing with? Chase Bank. So besides Chase Bank, are you're not dealing with any other financial institution, is that correct? All right. So don't need to worry. At this point in time, as to cancel this transaction and to resolve this situation, what I'm going to do is I will be directly sending email along with a text notification to the fraud prevention of your Chase Bank, stating that you are not the person who have made this purchase, or you need to authorize any transaction from your end, and I'll tell them to start this transaction for you in their immediate best. And at this point of time, as this is a case of a identity fraud, and it's a case of a hacking, so I will be directly reporting to the fraud prevention of your bank, and I will be connecting your call to the fraud prevention of your bank, the Chase, JB Morgan Chase, so that I can have a word with them personally and resolve the situation as soon as possible. Sounds good for you. All right. So thank you so much for your time, your patience, cooperation with us. I really appreciate having worked with you. Before I go ahead and pitch a call to the fraud prevention for your JB Morgan Chase, is there anything that I can help you out with, sir? or is there any question, or is there anything? All right. So just stay on. All right. So just stay on the line with me. I will quickly send an email to the fraud prevention of your JB Morgan Chase, so that I can have a word with them personally to resolve this situation. And can you please grab a pen and paper so that I can write down the cancellation transaction number? Right. It will be H like Hector, C like Charles, number 7, number 6, number 5, 5, 2, 3. Can you repeat the number for me? All right. So just stay on the line with me. I will quickly send an email to the fraud prevention of you. Mm-hmm. My name is Alex Green, like a color green. All right. So we do have a direct line number, which will be 1-800-859-1910. That will be my direct line number. All right. So just stay on the line with me. Let me quickly send an email to them. And once they accept my mail, I will be directly patch and call to them, okay? Bear with me.
I've reached the headquarters of Chase Bank. This is Rebecca Salazar. How may I help you?
Yes.
And
why are you saying that?